You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In the hills north of Rome lies Castelnuovo di Porto, a quiet commuter town of 8,000 or so residents. Until recently, the picturesque commune was home to Italy's second largest migrant reception centre. In January, it was shut down. Some migrants were transferred to smaller facilities hundreds of kilometres away, while others left for Rome to live on the streets. Muna Ali Mohamud was one of those evicted. She arrived in Italy 2 years ago after an arduous journey from Somalia.
First of all, I came from Somalia, then Ethiopia. After that, I have gone through Sudan, Chad, and then I have come Libya, where I have been there 1 year and a half, almost. Then I come, I take to boat, and by boat, I came Italy for get peace and better life.
The town's mayor, Riccardo Travaglini, is a fierce critic of the populist government's migrant crackdown. He asked Muna to live with his family.
She showed up outside the gate of the centre, saying to me, "Riccardo, they've thrown me out. I don't know where to go. And for this reason, I welcomed her into my home."
Yes, I can say he saved my life. I felt very, very happy because that time I didn't know where I should go and what I had to do. So I can say he saved me from difficulties.
But many migrants aren't so fortunate. What happened in Castelnuovo di Porto is still happening around Italy. Legislation was passed in December abolishing humanitarian protection for those not eligible for refugee status. In Sicily, Europe's largest asylum centre is in the process of being shut down. The Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, is behind the push. He claims the Castelnuovo di Porto migrant centre alone costs $10 million a year to operate. Some local residents say they feel Italians have been left to carry an unfair share of the migrant burden.
Look, in certain ways, I would say he is right. For now, we are in Europe, and Italy is the first port of call, but they should be shared in a fair way among all the countries of the European Union.
If Europe, which has an important role, played its part in the distribution of migrants, I think we could take more migrants with the hope of integrating them.
Mayor Travaglini says he doesn't believe Italians are any less caring than they once were, but thinks they have been misled.
This is a country that has pretty much decided that the problem is immigrants, but it's not that way. There are other problems for Italians: corruption, illegality, tax evasion. But they have unleashed this fear in relation to outsiders, and Italians have, in some ways, fallen for it.
Muna wants to remain in her new hometown. She hopes by working hard, Italians will see her aspirations aren't so dissimilar to theirs.
To be honest, I don't know what the next page holds for me, but I would like to do my best and I never give up.
In Castelnuovo di Porto, Ben Lewis, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.